Take it for granted that there's always someone right.
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Stand tall. I know the weight of the world won't bring me down. Stand tall.
One time your mind is changed.
Come down.
Wishing
third boyfriend. He lives in my bed. I wake up to him. He doesn't get jealous. He's okay being open. And I can take him anywhere. He knows what to do. They ask me how
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
take my time just to try a little more. I try a little more. The hardest pill to swallow is the truth. I take my time just to make a little more. I take a little more. I guess you got me good.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sang out a tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend. By the end.
take a ride past midnight to the edge of life. Demon in the darkness has a subtle bite. Bones start to boil and dreams they run cold. Method turned to madness. Your ticket will explode. Kiss the golden phoenix, ride that Valkyrie. You were just a plaything, nothing more to me. Never gonna co-sign your insanity. Don't know why it should be a god.
Sun with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. For days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Roland the Thompson gunner, Roland the Thompson gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch, Van Owen, blew off Roland's head. Roland, the headless Thompson. They can still see his headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who done him in. He found him in Mombasa in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun. He didn't say a word, but he blew out Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner, talking about the man. Roland the headless Thompson gunner. The eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but it still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley, Paddy Hearst heard the birth of Roland Thompson gun and bought it.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
I tell the world I do.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
I don't care what kind of clothes he wears, 'cause I know this one from rock.
scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
You don't know what you got until it goes.